Hey guys, welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. I'm one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. I just want to say thank you for joining us today. This is one of the many resources that we have, and our hope is to add value to your day. We realize that even if you came to church on Sunday, you've got 167 hours outside of your church attendance. And our hope is that these resources would add value, they would encourage you, and maybe you'd even consider to share them or to rate them on the App Store just as a way to help spread the word and get it out there. Before we dive in, let me tell you about one other resource, and it's the Sugar Hill Church app. You can just search the App Store for it, for Sugar Hill Church, and it is the easiest way to stay connected to all things Sugar Hill throughout the week. You'll find links that we like, you'll find resources, you'll find a daily devotional called the Daily Aha. You'll also find message replays where you can catch a message or a weekend service that you missed. In fact, this last Sunday was amazing. We had an incredible weekend together, and of course, we loved having the Lanier families with us. So if you missed it, be sure to check it out through the Sugar Hill Church app. Well, today, we want to talk about this idea of labels, the labels that we wear, the way that we identify one another. See, when I was in middle school and high school, it was pretty easy to identify other students based on what they were wearing. I won't pick on them. I'll just pick on me. For me, I had more Christian t-shirts than I can count. If you're not familiar with a Christian t-shirt, basically I'd go to a concert, I'd go to a youth camp, I would go to some conference, and there'd be a t-shirt vendor set up where basically they would take some popular slogan, some popular logo, or maybe even a font, and they would knock it off and they would make a quote-unquote Christian version of it. Now, I don't know if you saw these, but one of them that I had was a shirt that almost looked like the Budweiser logo. Right? Do you have it pictured in your mind, that cursive font? Well, on my shirt, instead of saying Budweiser, it literally said Bud Wise Up. That's it. I also had a shirt that looked like the Gold's Gym logo, but instead of the Gold's Gym, it was the Lord's Gym. I had a ton of these. And so, in my mentality was, if you could see my shirt, you would know I'm a Christian. Well, when I was in high school, I took on some other labels. I was in the high school marching band. So one of those years of high school, I got my own navy blue letter jacket with this giant OB on the chest that stood for Olive Branch. And then on the back of it had this big yellow patch that said the high school marching band. Also in high school, I had the bracelet that said WWJD, which stands for the question, what would Jesus do? Then later in college, I had friends that wore crosses as necklaces, or sometimes they'd get tattoos with Bible verses or Hebrew words on their skin. In some ways, these were easy ways to spot believers. I mean, if nothing else, they would serve as conversation starters. They would sort of kickstart a conversation about faith. But one of the things I find interesting is that Jesus offered something even more compelling than the shirts that we wear, the bracelets that we have, the bumper stickers we stick on our cars. Jesus had a more compelling way for people to know that we belong to him. Do you know what it is? By the way that we love each other. That's it. Here's what Jesus says. When he's gathered with his disciples in that upper room on his way to the cross, Jesus says to them in John 14, verse 34, a new command I give to you. Now, this is a big deal, right? You have to be God to give new commands. And of course, Jesus is God. And so Jesus says, I give you a brand new command. Here it is. Love one another. And so maybe the question is, well, how do we do that? Here's what he goes on to say. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And then he goes on to say in verse 35, and by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Jesus is saying the most compelling way for people to know that we belong to him is by our love. We don't need t-shirts. We don't need tattoos. We don't need bumper stickers. We don't need any of that. We just need true, authentic, selfless, sacrificial love, just like Jesus modeled. And if we have that, people will notice. We'll stand out. We don't have to dress differently. We don't have to cover our cars with bumper stickers. We don't have to wear certain symbols or emblems. We just need love. Well, what kind of love? We need selfless love. Selfless love is when we have no agenda. This is the kind of love that looks out for what's best for the other person. We also need sacrificial love. This takes it a step further and says, I'm going to give up something, comfort, prestige, position for the good of somebody else. And so today, as you walk into your day, ask these two questions. Who can I serve today? And who can I add value to? As you ask those two questions, I would encourage you to pray a prayer something like this: Jesus, would you help me to show that I belong to you by the way that I love those around me? Jesus, would you soften my heart today? Jesus, would you help me to see beneath the surface and beyond my initial impressions? Help me to see people the way that you see them, and help me to love them the way that you do. That's it. That would be a great label for us today. Not our shirts. I'm not against shirts. I'm not against that stuff, but I am saying we need to be known by our love. Well, hey, thanks for joining us today. Over the last several weeks, I've talked to a number of people that have, for the very first time, put their faith in Christ. And if that's you, if you have recently put your faith in Christ, or maybe you put your faith in Christ years ago, but you've never gone public with that, I want to encourage you to consider being baptized. Jesus said that if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. And baptism is one of those ways that we do it. It's a way of saying, I belong to him. And so if you've never done that, or if you've never done it since you've given your life to Christ, would you drop me an email today? Just send me an email to Bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Just put baptism in the subject line. And I'd love to have a conversation with you about what that would look like to take that next step. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.